The Two Kinds of Evidence of Sri Rama's Ability in Battle, by Krishna's Mercy.
Shrutahi drishtashch maya parakrama mahatmanastasya ranav mardinah. Na devgandharva bhujangarakshasa bhavanti ramen samahi sanyoge.
Quote, I have both heard about and seen the power of that great soul in destroying his enemies on the battlefield. Neither the demigods, nor the gandharvas, nor the serpents, nor the rakshasas are equal to him in conflict.
Sita Devi speaking to Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayan, Sundara Kand, 37.63.
Sita Devi is consistent. From the very beginning she stressed the point anytime the mention was necessary about her husband's ability. In one famous conversation the reminder was given to Rama himself, as if he needed to know. He tried to dissuade his faithful and dedicated wife from following him into the forest, as it was known to be a dangerous place, certainly not anywhere for a king's daughter to reside for 14 years.
Nahi matvat samipasthampi shaknoti raghav. Suranam ishvarshkrah pradharshayitum ojasa.
Quote, if I am by your side, O Raghava, not even Indra, the chief of the celestials, shall be able to overpower me with his might.
Valmiki Ramayan, Ayodhya Kand, 29.6.
At another point in time Sita Devi discussed Rama's prowess on the battlefield with Sri Hanuman, the messenger sent to Lanka to find her. The princess Avidiha provided two kinds of evidence with respect to her claim, lest anyone doubt the authenticity. 1. Hearing. She is the wife, after all, aside from being known to have disagreements behind closed doors, within the household, generally the wife is a friend, especially for a couple that is happily married, it would be expected that the daughter of King Janak would say nice things about her husband, perhaps her testimony is biased. To support the claim, Sita said that she has heard, Shrutva. Rama and his brothers were trained in the military arts in the city of Ayodhya, as they were sons to King Dasharatha. More notably, Rama proved his ability to defeat powerful enemies while traveling in the forest accompanying the sage Vishvamitra. The first test was a female demon-type person named Tutta Ka. She was so skilled in battle that she could appear and disappear at will. Rama took some time in defeating her only due to reluctance at firing weapons at a female. Vishvamitra insisted, and so victory eventually came. Another time Sita's husband defeated 14,000 ogre-like attackers in the forest of Dandaka, Lakshman and Sita were told to stay in a nearby cave until the battle was over. Rama was the only one left standing, having mounted an impenetrable defense all by himself. 2. Seeing. Sita witnessed this prowess firsthand, as well, known for being truthful, virtuous and a follower of Dharma herself, the testimony provided about her high-souled husband, Mahatmana, is flawless, that is to say a person should not require any more validation than what Sita describes in the Ramayana, which is passed down through the ages in written form due to the efforts of the sage Valmiki. Sita Devi saw for herself that different kinds of powerful beings are no match for Rama. He is the protector of the demigods. If they could have defeated the wicked Ravana by themselves, it would not have been necessary for the Supreme Lord Vishnu to take an avatara and descend to the mortal world as a supposed human being. As there was evidence from seeing and hearing in the past, the present would show a repeat performance. Rama's ability had not diminished. Once a yuddha, or conflict, ensued, time would expire for Ravana's terrorizing of the innocent people of the world. The same Sri Rama has the ability to continue to defeat enemies attacking his devotees to this day. The most powerful force is the illusion known as Maya, which works through different agents like lust, anger, greed, indolence, and ignorance. Sita's husband is the supreme pure, and in the present he rescues through association. The same amazing arrows get fired through the sacred sounds representing him, as she is his energy, her association is just as potent, so combined together the two get glorified and called out to in love, such as with the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, since may be accused of biased view, Sita Devi giving evidences too, of husband Rama's prowess in fighting, who soon skies with arrows alighting, first from authority sources to hear, making ability against enemies clear, the second with own eyes to see, understanding that special as he.